Listen to this next voice for a moment. It takes me back home to where I grew up in the Deep South.
Well, we made it down to a riverbank. Spied a steamboat coming along. Then we hitched a ride along.
You know, you hear that voice and you're thinking old school Southern blues. You might be thinking that, but you would be wrong. That is the voice of one Christopher William Stone King, or as he's known on stage, C.W. Stone King. And he hails not from the banks of the Mississippi, but from Australia.
And I that watched as we drifted along, I sang that jungle lullaby.
Now he is trying his luck in the place where his music sounds like it came from, here in the U.S. He's on tour here with his new record, Gone Boogaloo, and he stopped by our Chicago member station, WBEZ, to tell us about it. Hey there.
Hey.
Can I ask you a blunt question?
Sure.
How does a white guy from remote Australia end up recording music that sounds like a black musician from the Deep South in America?
I had a cassette tape that was two albums on it, and one side of it was a compilation of Texas blues out of like the 1950s, and the other side was a 20s and 30s blues artist and guitar players. As a guitar player, I was always impressed with those sort of early ways of playing the guitar in the blues there.
What's the song on this record that you are most proud of?
I think I like The Thing I Done.
I roll like thunder, go like dynamite, all flesh and bone I come, all death long by my side.
Like rhythmically or whatever, it was more of a sort of blues thing, but then I just started to fiddle with it, and it came with this more sort of Caribbean thing. I enjoy it. The mood is strong.
That song makes me want to get up and dance. Is there a certain song that seems to be getting everybody up dancing?
We get some people dancing. It's a funny thing. I kind of feel like sometimes I shoot myself in the foot, maybe, because I have a strong inclination for writing sort of story songs. I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't do that, because maybe the people are listening to the story and it takes their mind off their feet.
Can you give me an example of one of those songs?
Boogaloo. Boogaloo comes close to being pretty light.
We gon' boogaloo, oh, don't never say we're through. We gon' boogaloo.
It's sort of like that movie High Noon. You ever seen that cowboy movie?
Okay, yep.
And, you know, the guy's waiting for the baddie to roll in on the train, and it has this song that goes all through the movie, you know, do not forsake me, oh my darling.
Oh my darling.
Halfway through the movie, I find myself personally like, I wish a dude would just come shoot him so the song would stop playing. I think my wife probably began to worry a couple of years into the process where the song still wasn't finished and I was just in my bedroom shouting boogaloo at myself.
Is your wife the person you talk to when you're writing and you get stuck?
I don't really talk to anyone. I'm a bit furtive with unfinished stuff. It's like I'm hiding some deformed creatures in my cupboard.
Oh, wow. I've never heard the writing process described that way. Furtive,
yeah,
with it.
I like it when it's formed and it's ready to go.
C.W. Stone King, give us a little taste of what you're going to be playing tonight. I know you're on stage in Chicago. What are you hoping to get people up dancing to?
One of my songs on this record is my attempt to create a dance sensation.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
With a tune called The Zombie, which is it's a bit of social commentary mixed with some Michael Jackson Thriller and a dance craze.
Watch out! Zombies are terrible, right?
That's C.W. Stone King speaking to us from Chicago about his new record. It's called Gone Boogaloo, and he's on his first U.S. tour. C.W. Stone King, we wish you the best of luck. I hope it's the first of many U.S. tours. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.